Hello and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. It is Monday, January 25th, 2021. I'm John Abaya. And joining me today is Audrey Abaya.
Hey, what's up? Your favorite human, it's me.
Favorite human. Are you human though?
Currently.
Or are you an android in my reality? Mm. We'll talk about that more later in the main discussion. I think you've been here in the new episode of the new year. Yeah, you have.
Me?
Yeah, because with Ben, I think we talked about our favorite things of, or most anticipated things of 2021. Oh, yeah. So yeah, so it's not too new. So everyone, sit back, relax.
John's just us two. Yeah. That chair doesn't go back.
If you're new to the podcast, we usually discuss the things we watch, play, listen, read throughout the week. We begin the episode with a trailer talk and we conclude with a main discussion. This week's main discussion is Marvel's Disney Plus Marvel's WandaVision.
That's Disney. What? No?
It's Disney's. Disney's Plus Marvel's WandaVision. WandaVision.
Because but the streaming Disney's, service is yeah. Disney Plus. Well, yeah, so you would say Netflix's.
Queen's House of Pain. Damn Gambit.
House of Pain.
Yeah, House of Pain. Because they're the ones presenting.
So Disney Plus is Marvel. But is it Marvel presents?
Yeah, because it's like under the MCU.
Or is it so Marvel?
Is it Marvel? WandaVision.
Or Marvel's?
Marvel. Just WandaVision. We'll discuss the three episodes that came out. Mm-hmm. So, spoilers for that for the
spoilers.
Main discussion. But this week's trailer is actually brand new. Literally just came out maybe 30 minutes ago. Maybe 27 minutes ago.
I like how you tell everybody this is Monday, but now you're saying, now you're dating it by saying it came out
30
minutes ago.
They know.
So, obviously it didn't come out
behind the curtain.
Monday.
The wizard does his thing.
Wizard does.
And does his voices. Behind the scenes.
You don't want to know what the wizard does behind the curtain. Okay.
In Alice in Wonderland. What's it called?
Harry.
What's that movie called?
Wizard Harry.
That's a Harry Potter. What's the one with the Dorothy? Wizard of Oz. Okay. So something's new for the trailer. We're going to watch Godzilla versus Kong. We haven't watched it yet. So that's a new thing. I think we did this too with Come Me.
Excuse me?
What's that?
Come Play.
What's that one with
Come?
Come Play. Still is like a thing. We're going to discuss or live react right here. Godzilla versus Kong. Part of the...
Sounds like Come.
Huh? I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm. Part of the MonsterVerse. So there's like three films precede this one. Godzilla. What'd you call that? Skull mm-hmm. Island. And then what's the one we watched a couple years ago? Godzilla King of Monsters, I think it's called.
Possibly.
Yeah. So in that film, it shows why Kong didn't join. He's on an island, excluded.
He can't swim?
No, he can't swim, but he decided not to go. Yeah.
His bones are dense.
But when during King Kong or Skull Island, he was a baby. Like he was a young Kong.
Compared to the other bones of the Kong.
Yeah, yeah. So this one takes place now in the present day.
So, like, would you say he's, like, a teenage angsty kid?
Right? No, I think he's adult. Full grown, yeah, adult.
How many years have between Kong Skull Island
Kong is and from the 70s.
And the medium one. The medium movie.
The medium movie?
The middle movie.
Oh, the monster?
The mother.
All the Godzilla films takes place in the 2000s.
Oh.
Yeah. So, they're all 2000 films. The two previous ones.
When they were manufactured?
No, they're the setting is 2000. Mm. Skull Island's the only one that takes place in the 70s. It does the whole Winter Soldier thing, or that Captain America thing, where it's like we go in the past.
I want to see.
So this is directed by Adam Wingard. I think Adam Wingard did the other two.
Wingard.
I'm looking right now. I remember. Oh no, he does horror movies. Wow.
He looks like a different.
He directed Blair Witch and The Guest. Oh, that's good. That's and funny. You're next. Oh my God, these are all good horror movies. And he
you
does
like the Blair Witch 2016.
Yeah, I did. I like it. Sci-fi ish. More than sci-fi. More supernatural than the original.
Is that where
the time loop?
There's
a time loop in it. I like they build on the mythology more. So he's a straight out horror.
The Guest sounds familiar to you.
The Guest is a good one too. That's like a thriller. VHS, I like some of the segments. Okay, let's just watch it. So it still stars the same people that Millie Bobby Brown and other people.
Alexander Skarsgård.
Yeah, Alexander Skarsgård. And then other people will be introduced in the film. Lance Reddick is in here. Oh, cool. Oh, Kylie Chandler, the dad. Who else?
Kylie.
Yeah, so let's just watch it.
Kaylee.
So we'll watch it. Let's see. Oh, is this loud? Let's do it.
This is our only chance.
Oh, he's walking.
We have to take it.
He took some. Why did he take some?
We need Kong. The world needs him. To stop what's coming. And this child. She's the only one he'll communicate with.
It's like freaking.
I knew that they had a bond. She had nowhere to go, so I made a promise to protect her.
Oh, one child controls Kong, the other one controls Godzilla. Millie Bobby Brown.
Kong did the same.
He did. You know, he wants to be the king of monsters, though. But there's still another king. It's called Kong.
But I didn't know that.
He just wanted to be number one, Godzilla. That's all.
Oh, it's Godzilla.
He's a mutated now, right?
Yeah. I think King Kong is bigger.
They got wrapped next to this man.
It should have been Puff Daddy's song. That would be kind of cool.
Godzilla's out there and he's hurting people and we don't know why.
There's something provoking him that we're not seeing here.
I'm of the same opinion.
The myths are real. There was a war. And they're the last ones standing.
I keep reaching for greatness because I'm built from it.
Who bows to who?
Nobody gonna stop for me.
Kong bows to no one.
It's like his hammer. That's what he had on his head. It's a hammer.
It protected, or it got sucked
in.
It sucked in the Godzilla juice.
No, I think he. So he has his little. What do you call that? Like sword.
Kong bows to no one.
It's from the island. Okay. Yeah. HBO Max in theaters.
Ooh.
2021. They don't say the date though, because they're scared still to release the date. That was it. That was the trailer.
How was your feeling? I like how scaly he was.
All Godzilla.
Yeah, he looks like he's roided out.
He is, because he got more power. Because when the last movie juiced him up.
I gotta rewatch.
I'm gonna rewrite the whole series. My own fanfic.
Kong Skull. I don't remember him having tools.
He didn't. He's like a baby. That's why. And,
but where did he get the tools? And like, so what? He read, like, they talked to his parents? Or there's a history, like an oral history? Or
probably that thing? Little girl. Like, he learned a lot from the little girl, like, to be human more. And not...
And like, they, like, his parents or his family entrusted the little human. How like, much? Like, this village of humans to, like, to keep the tools safe. And then when he was old enough, he would go find the sword.
Mm-hmm. How much you want to bet that little girl is like the daughter of Brie Larson, or like the granddaughter of Brie Larson's character from Skull Island. Like they went back to the island and they wanted to teach Kong to be survival, like to survive by himself. So they went back and they started living there.
I don't think she looks like Brie Larson.
No, I know, but I'm saying that's like the granddaughter. Like what's his name? Loki's character. You remember Loki was in there. Or,
I don't know this.
There's a whole bunch of people. Skull Island, right? Skull Island?
That's Skull Island.
Skull Island.
There's no C in Skull.
Skull Island. Their character's in there. What's his name?
Can you watch the trailer of that?
See, the Brie Larson and then Tom Hiddleston is in it.
Can we watch this?
Oh, just like a recap of this?
Yeah, I'm lost.
This is Jordan Vogt Roberts for the Rise of the...
Oh my God. that's not what I want. That's the director, if you're wondering. Where are you? Yeah, it was one of those trailers. Trailer, Sky Island? 2 minutes? I guess this one.
I don't remember any of these people.
This is Jordan Vogt Roberts.
Okay, we know.
I went to Warner Brothers, but I don't...
This is a director's commentary? I didn't even know they did
over
that.
Over trailers.
See all videos. Wow, they.
The last? Will that be the first?
Right here, Comic Con. I guess this one. Yeah, this is the one. This is what?
It's a survey job. Just chopper them in and out. Be a joyride.
You know, they're kind of remaking King Kong. John Goodman is like a photographer or a filmer. Mm-hmm. He wants to bring the animal back to America.
Tell me everything
but as
I
like
don't
a,
know.
As to and, like a star
like an
show.
Oddity, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to blow your head off. This planet doesn't belong to us. Ancient species owned this earth long before mankind. I spent 30 years trying to prove the truth. Monsters.
Man, there's
exist.
A lot of good stars in here. Mm-hmm. Aren't
you? Don't go into
this is it's only this is the trilogy. Then 2019 was the other one. It's like every 2 years they have a film. Yeah, this one, the new one, should have came out last year. It got pushed back.
Okay, can we watch the other one?
No.
We can't
do that. We're already like 14 minutes in. We're just watching trailers. So you like the trailer?
I do. I will see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will watch it too.
I like monsters.
I don't like. So there's a thing I don't like. It got pushed more into CGI, and everything's like a CGI battle now.
Mm.
I feel like everything else before that, I don't.
Well, because there's only one creature against. The people now it's two of them
against each other. Well Godzilla did that in King of the Monsters, so I don't know. I like the look of it, like when he's in Tokyo, or both of them when they're in Tokyo. So I was like, oh, that's a pretty cool scene. But then everything else kind of looks like, if you watch the original Godzilla, did you watch that? It's very dramatic. It's a very different cinematic like look of it.
You like the original?
No, the one in this, in the four quad films.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the original one.
I can't remember.
It's all like military versus Godzilla, but the way they portray Godzilla, you barely see him. It's all mostly like, it's the people. It's all about the people and their lives around Godzilla, like that. And then every incarnation is more the monsters, and that's good because that's what everyone wants to see. I'm surprised there's no robot at this point. But yeah, that's the Godzilla versus. No, it's King. What is it called?
Mm-hmm.
It was called something else. It's Godzilla versus Kong, I think. Yeah. Come out later this year. That's trailer talk. Let's move on to the things we've been doing. I don't know what we've been doing besides WandaVision. I don't know anything worth talking about that I've been. Oh, I know what I've been doing. I've been watching the Doctor Who, and I finished Doctor Who. I forgot to talk about this. So we have Disney Plus or HBO Max. So HBO Max has Doctor Who now. And then I stopped at one point. I stopped during Peter Capaldi.
Well, we didn't have cable.
Yeah, we didn't have cable for a long time. But I stopped for a while. I used to watch that like every day.
Who was Capaldi again?
Peter Capaldi was the last Doctor. So the new one is Jodie. I hope they have her name. Jodie Whittaker. Whittaker. Jodie Whittaker. So in this season, so I watched actually the last couple weeks. Oh, this 12th season. Probably the 11th season I watched, right? Yeah, so I watched 11th season. Yeah, yeah. This is 11th season. I finished
the 11th. I kind of watched the first episode with you.
Yes. That was cool. Going by her, she's different. She's still whimsical, I can say. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how many years? 3 years late. 3 to 4 years late to talk about Jodie Whittaker. It is filmed differently. I think it's done. It's not even the same creator anymore. I forgot who created the last couple of seasons, or the last batch of seasons. But it's a different team of people, and it looks like that in the TV show. She, like I said, she's still whimsical. She still has like a TARDIS. It's more, what do you call that when you have like, because the TARDIS is not machinery more. So when they reveal the TARDIS, I know like, oh, this is the type of Doctor it will be. It's more organic or more like, I guess organic. It's surrounded by rocks, crystals, and stuff like that.
Oh.
Things I've never seen the TARDIS surrounded in her. Little,
can you pull up a picture?
Her screwdriver is like a weird looking it's a like
wand?
Huh?
A wand?
Kind of. So in spoilers for this, her screwdriver, she made it. Like most of the time when they do Doctor Who, it's always the TARDIS makes it, but she made it herself. She like literally made it from like steel and whatnot. Mm-hmm. This is how it looks like. And then her TARDIS looks like, I'm showing Audrey right now. It's more crystallized right here. See, in these pictures, I know people can pull it up. It still has a middle console and still has all the levers.
Like I'm inside of a,
It doesn't look like you're inside like a mechanical thing. It looks more organic inside. She's good. I like her. Some of the episodes are so similar to like the original or the ones that in the past. I think Doctor Who is the monster of the week show, but it's hard to find new monsters when you was it season 11? So I've been watching, and then Doctor Who's, this is only the series, the new series, season 1.
05?
Yeah, 05. There's stuff before that too, when 1950s or something like that, black and white. So if you have all that knowledge, and I watch a handful of those shows. Hard to watch. They are at the time, like those type of shows. But this one, it is a little more fresh. It's more dramatic, I say, than anything else. It's not as fun. Like the first episode, the woman who fell to Earth, it's very tragic and sad. Like I literally cried because of the way she gets her companions in that show. Mm-hmm. So the companions are whole different takes. So you usually, the doctor has a woman and they're like have this weird sexual tension to them. David Tennant has Matt Smith. Peter Capaldi has like a more dad relationship to for his companions. And then the way they do Jodie Whittaker character, it's more of like a friend. Or like they say in the show, a fam. She keeps saying fam. Like that's the thing.
We're
a fam. And they all hate it. Like they want it. So, and I remember.
Do you think that's something the doctor's always desired?
Yes. So they always want a family. But he's in the older doctor who's, what I've seen, he always has a family. Like he's a little girl sometimes or whatnot. And they're never like a love interest. It's always, these are like the black and white 70s doctors. They always felt like that. The ones I've seen. They don't feel like they have any tension besides being like a family unit, and that's how it feels in this one. And I think that's kind of cool because you're not thinking about, oh, will this doctor fall in love with him or her and stuff like that. So it's kind of nice to see that again, like in this doctor. So I finished the first season of her with her Jodie Whittaker character.
Isn't she not coming back?
She isn't. So there's like, she's only good for 3 seasons. So I think they're filming.
Doctor season?
No.
I mean, with a doctor?
It's always three, around three now. It's they don't keep... I think David Tennant did the longest run at the thing. It's like 2 to 5, right? Let me see. No, he did a short... It's 3 seasons. They always do 3 seasons. Mm-hmm. See, one season is... He did one, Eccleston, Christopher Eccleston. Then David Tennant took over. This is the doctor I first watched. Remember watching, and I went backwards. And then... Who's it? The 6 is Matt Smith. Yeah, Matt Smith probably did 4, I'd say. By the, what is it, 5 to 9. I would say 9. No, he didn't do, he did 3 too. Yeah, they all do around 3 to 4-ish season. So her time is almost done. It's 13. They're on 13. I watch 11. And they don't do tradition anymore. Like Doctor Who has this tradition of making this cool intro. Like dun 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 dun.
That's right. Yeah, we didn't even see that.
Yeah, so they don't have that as much. It's like a little 15-second intro with just them zooming inside like a space or something. I don't know how to describe it. It looks like a wallpaper on your computer. That's what the best description of it. My highlights for this season, though, I really like is Rosa. It's about Rosa Parks. It's really good, emotional. I cried in that one too. I like the one with a Tarantula one too, Arachnid in the UK. Arachnid in the UK. Kerblam I like a lot. Witchfinder I like. I like most of the season. What else is it here? Oh yeah, it's and they don't do as much. They what is this, like probably 10, 11 episodes.
Are they 30 or an hour?
They're still an hour. And they don't do the traditional Christmas episode anymore. They do a New Year's episode, so it's a resolution. It's still the same, but I think they want to break the tradition of every Christmas episode takes place in Christmas. So they do resolution.
Maybe because not a lot of people can relate to that.
So yeah, well, and it gets tiring. Like it's always like some snow. There's a Santa Claus figure or something, and then it's always just Christmas, and that's it. And then resolution or the New Year's style is kind of cool. It's like a new beginning, and like in this season they did the very ending's fireworks, and it's kind of cool. Fireworks in space. So it's like they see a universe basically exploding, but it's like nice, like to see and whatnot. But yeah, I'm going to continue it. I think the next season is anyway, that's the other thing too. They broke tradition too. They don't do parts. They do, because in Doctor Who, there's a lot of part one, part two. And this, and then this one only had everything's self-contained episode with a underlining backstory, like a through story. Mm-hmm. And this one is not too complicated. Like in the past, there's a thing called Bad Wolf, the crack in the wall, these weird things that's like reoccurring. And what are they? They don't really have it here. They mostly have this bad guy chasing them, or they a familiar bad guy, they introduce a new one that collects teeth on his face. Ooh. It's like a teeth monster or alien.
Oh yeah, that duty.
Yeah, he returns later on.
The Jem'Hadar looking.
Yeah. But yeah, it's good. I like it. I'll continue watching it and see what else. I'm spoiling myself. I'm just like looking at the screenshot of that one. Yeah, that's Doctor Who season 11 with Jodie Whittaker. Go watch that. What else? Anything else? I can't think of anything.
No, I can't think of anything.
I forgot. I did this thing, and then I forgot to add it on... hold on. Let me do this real quick.
What'd you forget to do?
Because what we're going to be discussing now, right now... Oh, there it is. We did watch Resident Evil, and that's a thing we watched because of... we're going to do something later today.
And we're gonna do something with our eyeballs.
We watched what film we watched?
Resident Evil.
Yes. So we watched that. I think you don't remember it that well because you were questioning certain aspects of it. And we watched it with Lennox.
Well, it was like a billion years old, and like I didn't remember the freaking movie from the beginning.
What?
From 3 years ago.
Oh yeah, yeah, the.
Happened to memory.
For plots. It's. At the time, I really liked the film, the original Resident Evil, with what's her name, Mila, I forgot, Jovovich.
Jovovich, I'm not sure.
And her at the time wasn't her husband, but now is her husband, the Paul S.W.
Didn't she break up the family?
Is it? His happy family? I don't know anything about that. Oh, yeah, yeah, you mean, yeah, broke up his happy family? Yeah, yeah. Something like that. And I think they're still married.
Is that before or after Fifth Element?
I don't know. He didn't direct Fifth Element, though.
No, I think the Fifth Element person is what I'm thinking of that she did it with.
Is it? I'm not sure. Nah. Either way, that's not part of the movie. So I like this film. It's a lot of elements from the game. I remember we watched it with Lennox. So he never watched it. And he likes
played a few. What
he game? Almost finished part two. He stopped because he ran out of ammo and he doesn't know how to. So he there's a checkpoint in part two he did or saved. Mm-hmm. But when he did that, he had like a couple of rounds of bullets for his gun. A rocket bazooka. And part two, I guess the very ending, you're in this elevator. This is a remake mm-hmm. of part two. You're in an elevator and you're playing against Mr. X and then or something, a monster, and he can't complete it because he has no ammo anymore. Like he can get a couple shots and then
go find it.
No, he can't. He can't find it because the way he saved it is a place where there's no ammo.
Why can't
or
you
anything.
Just go back to a previous save?
He can't. He saved over his save. That's I never do that. I try. You've seen
don't
how
they
I
have
play.
Lots of spots for you to do that?
Yeah, they do. But he was playing it just like one save over another, so he's stuck in that part.
Now he's learned not to do that.
So he never completed it. He did it all by himself though. Like the whole game, I didn't help him at all. At that point.
How come you didn't finish it?
There's part of Mr. X in the game. I get scared. So I'm going to try to finish all...
This is a lot when you get scared of
yeah.
games.
So I don't get scared. I get, like, a little anxiety of just, like, running away from them. Mm-hmm. My hands, like, tense up. It's not like I'm scared. Like, oh, my God, he's going to kill me. It's more like, I can't do this. Like, it's just
well,
too much.
Well, it's like your dreams.
Yeah. But my goal this year is to complete all of Resident Evil, all the whole series. And then I have part one. And they're all cheap. On like game Xbox, they're like $7 and whatnot. That's cheap. that's when I know if it's only $7, like okay, I can complete this and get the $7 worth of it. I am going to play with you Resident Evil 1, the remake version, not the original one. As a remake version on GameCube,
which is the movie we just watched.
Right? Yeah. Well. It is take elements from there, like not everything.
The story, though, at least like
kind of.
She's a spy or not a spy?
No, it's more of like this team called Star goes in the mansion,
but
and
are they trying to access the hive?
They're trying to access the hive. The hive is in the game. Oh. Yeah, there's elements you'll see like, oh yeah, this is the hive and this is the little girl and whatnot. And you mm-hmm. kind of figure out what's happening in there. So yeah, he watched it. I remember it as really enjoying the film.
CGI still holds up?
Nah, a little. Some parts does, no. And other parts doesn't.
I think the part where the little laser beam hallway.
Yeah, that still holds up. That's still a thrilling scene because yeah. the part. So we were watching that. Everyone knows that scene. It's a laser. Tony Todd looking
laser
dude.
Beam.
That's not Tony Todd. I thought it was Tony Todd. Every time I look at him, he's not Tony Todd.
I don't know who Todd is.
Tony Todd is Candyman. That's not Tony Todd. I always thought that was Tony Todd for the longest time.
It's just black man.
Yeah, but he looks like he has even the voice and the what do you call it, the presence of Tony Todd.
He does.
Like that.
He's a very strong presence.
Yeah, yeah.
I did enjoy him.
So I thought that was him. But it wasn't. So in the laser scene, you see like four people enter, and then
it's low.
And then Lennox, like everyone else, maybe in the theater, saw the laser, and then they cut like
it was on
it
the
was low,
it was,
yeah,
it was like
on the
your
floor.
Ankle height.
And then Lennox screamed, "Jump!" So the guy jumps, and then the laser goes up and cut him, and they're all like laughing. Mm-hmm. He's like,
and
"Yeah, you thought."
And Lennox's like, "What? You did not expect that." He's like, "I would have jumped."
And that scene is literally like maybe 1 or 2 minutes, and that's it. Mm-hmm. It's a very thrilling scene that they mimic in the video games later on.
Yeah,
with
I like the Leon when. The Todd, the not Todd guy, when he gets
his name is Mr. Gray in the thing. They literally do the Reservoir Dogs. All of them are like Mr. Red.
I don't think they said anybody's names.
They don't.
JD.
No, yeah. So the only two is JD and Kaplan, the technologist and the military guy that isn't Michelle Rodriguez character. Those are all there, but everyone else had like names. Like not well. The Tony Todd looking guy was named One. And if you look at the IMD stuff, and everyone else was literally like Mr. Gray, Mr. Red, Mr. Orange, like the
it would have been nice if they had actually said that sort of
thing. Yeah, yeah. It's like Reservoir Dog like names, but they don't say it. Like they're literally like one or two lines for each of the characters, and that's it.
Yeah. But no, but I liked when, I think the CGI kind of held up is when they did the laser did the grid on the Not Todd. And then when his eyes was starting to leak.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah, yeah. That's cool. Yeah, yeah. I always like that. That's a memorable part. Mm-hmm. He returns. All these characters return in the later Resident Evils in like a memory type thing. Like you'll see. That room returns too. And it gets weird.
I've watched all of them, but again, I don't remember anything. Yeah. So.
I've watched all of them too. I like maybe handful of them. Out of like 7 or 8. Like 3 of them I like. Everything else is like, yeah, I don't care as much. Maybe, like, I watched them I watched.
Yeah, yeah, because you liked it. I was having a problem with it because we watched the sci-fi version on Hulu and the editing was so really choppy that all of a sudden they were talking on the floor in the laboratory, and then they had gone down the hall and were trying to break into the door where their friends were at in the Hive Lady room.
Also, I didn't notice until now is when they do the 3D model of the Hive and they portray the Hive as an underground base under Raccoon City, but it looks like it's held by beams and like claws. So I'm like, is it in a cave?
Because I didn't know. Is it around it or is it surrounded by dirt?
Yeah, yeah. Is it surrounded like by dirt or is it by cave?
Is it a carrot or is it in
Yeah, it's so weird around, when you see it.
There's nothing around it.
Mm-hmm. So you like, look up the 3D model of the Hive. It's so weird to look at. It's like, I was like trying to figure it out. There's a anime called Neon Genesis. Mm-hmm. So their thing is inside a cave, their underground base. And then literally, it's kind of cool. So like when a angel, like a monster angel in their show attacks, the building's lower down and it goes into the cave, and then society can still see stuff. But their base is underground. Like literally, you take an elevator down, and it's like a pyramid looking thing. That's what I'm assuming they're trying to do, but like look like a hive, like a beehive, whatever you call it.
And the video game, do you remember them portraying the hive?
No, they don't portray that. The hive is like more or less like a lab, that's it, like underground lab. You don't really get to see everything, like all the
map. Do you have the sense that it is multi-level?
And no, you don't. What I remember, it doesn't feel like that. It just feels like a lab underground of a mansion.
It's a basement.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. This is where we kiss, right?
No, we've already kissed.
But we're two characters that... The audience were expecting kids for the whole season. Or we just saved
somebody.
What?
Somebody just died and then we got him. They're like, yeah, you did it. Yeah, you got him.
I guess. I've never seen that in a sitcom.
Yeah.
And this is where I say, like, I love you, and the audience will say, aww. And this is where I tell, like, a really good joke. Everyone's like, why are we...
No, I think it's where you're walking to come tell me that you love me, and then you tripped and fell.
You probably can't even hear me when I did that. Let's do it this way. That was really loud.
No, there's weird atmosphere.
This sounds like
it's like they recorded it in a room, like in an open room with no sound thing.
Like it's from the 50s too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was Resident Evil or
Resident Evil.
I should play with this
more. You
said
evil.
Huh? No.
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil. Resident Evil.
You keep saying
evil. Evil. Oh, evil.
Evils. Stop giving me evils.
I think that's all that we talked about. Let's move on to our main discussion. And our main discussion is Disney Plus Marvel.
Why didn't you get a thing for that?
We do. Disney Plus Marvel's WandaVision.
Wanda and Vision.
We are an unusual couple, you know. We don't have an anniversary.
Huh.
Or a song. Or even wedding rings.
Well, we could remedy that. And they lived happily ever after.
Westview is our home now. I want us to fit in.
We shall. Wanda, have you gotten bigger?
Life moves pretty fast out in the suburbs.
Hiya, kids. Auntie Agnes is here, and I've got a couple of tricks up my sleeve.
Let's just take it from the top.
Who are you?
I don't know.
I think something's wrong here.
We just don't know what to expect.
And that was a trailer for WandaVision, starring the people that play Vision and Scarlet, I guess Scarlet Witch, but they don't say her. They don't say Scarlet Witch. They say Wanda Maximoff.
Have they ever called her Scarlet Witch?
No, not yet. Maybe in this one they'll say it because they don't say she's a witch. Her powers in the MCU, what we see is a red telepathic thing. Well, mm-hmm. No, telepath can read minds.
Telekinetic
red stuff. That's it. Mm-hmm. You don't see anything. She can't create anything. What we've seen from like thin air. So it still stars, or not still, but Elizabeth Olsen as Scarlet Witch, Paul Bettany as Vision, and this show has like a short cast: Deborah Jo Rupp, Fred Melman, Catherine Hahn, Tana Paris, Kat Dennings, and Randall Park. So we haven't seen Kat Dennings or Randall Park. Both are from the MCU, the movies. Kat Dennings mostly from Thor. And Randall Park is mostly from Ant-Man. He's an FBI agent. Kat Dennings is one of the doctors or research doctors for Thor. Mm-hmm. So we don't know what their role is in here yet. I've seen them in like screenshots and stuff like that. So they are going to be. And then I forgot who is it. One of them, I don't know. That's not her. Is playing. Is it Deborah? No, it's not even Deborah. Oh, Deborah is that. Oh yeah. So Tayona Paris is playing what's her name? She's playing the daughter of the pilot from Miss Marvel or Captain Marvel.
Oh, she's a little girl.
Yeah, it's a little girl. So she's going to play.
Is this the necklace she's wearing? Is that the one that
Monica Rambeau?
That
the daughter.
What's her name?
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. I kept wanting to say Miss Marvel.
Brie Larson.
I know it's not her.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll see. Maybe when they
I feel like she gave her something. I don't know if it was that necklace.
Though. Yeah, I don't think it's the necklace. Because that's S.W.O.R.D. now. S.W.O.R.D. is the other organization that's like S.H.I.E.L.D. We don't know, too, like if they are acting the same. Like, and so S.W.O.R.D. in the MCU is protector of the galactic universe. Like
the space part.
Yeah, they protect. Space around Earth. They're the first S.H.I.E.L.D. of Earth. And S.H.I.E.L.D. because now we know there's a threat like Thanos that we need an actual assault. Mm-hmm. The S.H.I.E.L.D. is protecting defense. That's the thing. But we need assault to stop threats now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Avengers is just a small group of people, I guess. So we will discuss episode 1, film before a live studio audience. Episode 2, Don't Touch the Dial. And episode 3, Now in Color. So quick synopsis for each of them a little bit. So episode 1 takes place in the 1950s. You get basically introduced with Wanda and Vision and their life, I guess, in that.
They're adjusting to the suburb life.
In that town. I forgot the town's called. It's like Westview, I think. It's called Westview.
Something like
that. The whole thing is filmed like a sitcom, so we don't know what's actually happening. So there's commercials, there's all this thing. It's black and white. It's 3x4 screen. It's not widescreen, so you're watching it. If you have a HD or 4K TV, the whole thing will be in 4:3 aspect ratio. So that's the first episode. Second episode is Don't Touch the Dial. This one takes place in the 60s now. So it's a little bit different from the 50s. It's more sitcom-y. Like they go outside, think of Bewitched, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's the one. And I guess there's like a magic show show.
Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke. Mm-hmm. There's a talent show. They're doing magic. So they have this show they have to go to, I guess. But Wanda and Vision gets to talk to the different town people. So mm-hmm. We were introduced to all the different characters that will be on the show. But then towards the end, something happens and they get to being colored now. Mm-hmm. So now it takes place in the 1970s in the new one, Now in Color, in the episode 3. This one is more weirder than all the other episodes because she's pregnant somehow from the last episode.
It's Brady Bunch.
And then it's a Brady Bunch style. Literally with the 9 squared, but in this one it's octagon, or no, pentagon, right? Pentagon is 4? Or no, that's octagon, because the octopus.
Octagon is 8.
8, yeah, it's 8 sides, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. 1, 2, no, pentagon. It's a pentagon, because it's 6. So
you mean it's like a star?
Not a star.
It's a pentagon, has a point at the top, doesn't it?
No, pentagon is like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, almost a stop sign. Oh, is it?
Because the Pentagon. The Pentagon, the military thing, isn't that have a star?
Pentagon. No, it doesn't have Is it? Is that five? So it's not five. It's whatever the next one. What's
I
six?
Know. I don't know things.
What is six? Shapes.
I don't know math.
Pentagon. I think you're it's right.
A shape.
Huh?
Shape.
The.
Yeah, it's a point. You're right.
It's not Pentagon then. It's a one.
Stop sign, right?
What's a stop sign? What's octagon?
I think it's an octagon.
It's not octagon. It can't be octagon. That's eight, right?
That you. It's a.
What shape is this? Oh, it is an octagon. No. So what I'm looking, what I want is this. Oh, it's no, it's octagon. Octagon. It is octagon. Octagon. Yeah, yeah. It is octagon. But yeah. And then we end it with something happened to one of the characters. They get zapped out. And then we don't know. So what are your thoughts of overall, like, do you like these characters? Or before this show, Audrey, did you... Were you interested of what happens with Vision and Scarlet Witch?
No, I didn't think that. I didn't know that they were gonna. How do you say? Splinter off.
Oh, to do their own show. Yeah.
Especially since one of them is dead.
Yeah. That's it. Oh, okay. Oh, that's it.
I don't know.
Oh,
okay. What else is
no, like, what's your thoughts of them in the MCU? Like, what were
in general?
In general, yeah.
Well, I mean. Outside of the movies, I think I like probably their characters more. In the movie, it confused me of how she was like a Russian type of accent, and then she lost that. In the show, it comes back a little bit, and I kind of like how it's sort of explained, I guess, where it's they're blending in, and she lets out that she's blending in, and so that little accent and everything comes back. I know that she's one of the most powerful mutants.
Yeah, because she can control reality. Yeah, so.
I know House of M. I've never read it, but I know of its storyline and stuff like that. And I know Vision is... Because the way this show is going, I think it's going to portray her as unstable. Because anytime a woman has emotion, she's unstable. She's a danger.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying to not negate it, but they're trying to like... not immobilize it. How do you say? Neutralize it.
Okay, yeah.
Is what they're trying to do. And then, but I think in Vision is also that same sort of thing too. I know with that. What is it? The one that you read recently where he has a family?
Oh, but that's not him. His family is the one that... So I'm talking about Tom King's Vision. Mm-hmm. It's like probably 12 issues.
But I was reading other stuff too where he still kills them too, and then he tries to redo it too.
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah. So he has a family in that book, and then...
Well, I mean, I'm saying it's messed up because she is recreating a reality based off of her late love.
And Vision kind of does that,
and he
too.
Does that too, yeah. Because the wife that he makes is off of her brainwaves as well. So they're both, you know, in a weird relationship.
Yep, yeah. In that comic book, yeah.
But I feel like this is... I feel like everything's an allegory for how women are bad. Or whenever they have emotions. It's... they're unstable, they're a danger. But when a man is like that, it's passion, it's powerful.
Oh, yeah, sort of like that's true. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's true, like, in the sense, like, yeah, that is true. Like, yeah, men are powerful. I'm saying that's true. That's how people can portray that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why we didn't vote for Hillary right now. Yeah. She's emotional for 1 month, or for 1 week in the month.
For 7 days out of the month.
She had the nuke bombs, right? Like, we don't know. But yeah. My familiarity, what do you call that? Like
familiarity
of them. I like the characters in the MCU, but they're not like big thing for me. Like they don't have their own movies. They're just in there like Hawkeye and Black Widow.
What makes you think they chose these two characters out of all the characters in the MCU to splinter off in?
I think because they're going to introduce mutants, they need a ground of like, how are we going to introduce them without them just showing up out of nowhere? And then the theory that everyone's going for in this show...
Is Spider-Man a mutant? No,
he's not a mutant. Mutants get to be born.
Her and her brother are mutants, right? Because they're
born. No, the way they portray them is that they get their powers from the stones. One of the reality stones. Not reality. One of the gems, the stones, the infinity stones. Yeah,
but I thought they were doing Russian experiments on
that is,
because they had powers.
No. They did it. I'm not sure.
In the
now.
MCU?
In the MCU, I remember it was something.
But not in the MCU, the mutants.
Yeah, yeah. But I think they're going to retcon that. They're going to do something because everyone knows, like, this is familiar. I've never read House of M2. Everyone, that's a theory. This is like a a version of House of M without mutants and mm-hmm. without the same thing. So if spoilers for House of M, if you don't know it, not even like the story wise, but the very ending, she says something where what I know of, like she says something to extend like no more mutants. And then at that point, Marvel, the comic series, stopped making new mutants because we can always just make new heroes. And then at that point, the company decided like, oh, let's stop the quota. Like this, let's work with the ones that we already have and not make new ones. So mm-hmm. that event created that, like a little restraint for Marvel. So the company itself in the last couple of years bought Fox. Fox had control of the Marvel mutant side of things. Weird thing, decades long, like company thing where Marvel was going bankrupt, so they sold a lot of their properties to film mm-hmm. to portray them in film. Marvel kept the comic book stuff, but they licensed out Spider-Man to Sony,
yeah.
Fox, whatever. Now Marvel owns most of it except the Sony stuff.
So you mean now, currently or at
currently,
that time?
Yeah. Currently they do.
So they still can't do Spider-Man?
They still can. They have to work with Sony to do Spider-Man stuff. Mm. That's why it's a contract. I don't know. No one really knows what the contract is, but they have to have permission with Sony. But it looks like they're working together to the point where they're going to introduce elements from the MCU to the Spider-Man stuff, like Morbius
mm-hmm.
and Venom. They're going to call back to situation.
Oh, okay.
That's why if you wonder, like, Venom, why does it take place in San Francisco with no indication of Avengers? They did that purposely so they don't have to do anything. Like, they don't have to call back to these situations and whatnot.
Yeah.
The Daily Bugle exists in that universe, though. So we know the
Daily Bugle. He works there, right?
Yeah, but he got kicked off. So yeah. We know that Daily Bugle is there and whatnot. They can still go off of each other. Let's go talk about Vision now. So, and there it says no more mutants. So they think, a lot of people, the theory of this is that she's going to say some in the line like that, but reverse.
Because
like,
she's pained from the loss.
Right? Yeah, she wants something or someone more. She lost her brother.
Is this a stupid thing like in Wonder Woman where she wished for her boyfriend back?
No, I don't think she wants her boyfriend. She wants more people like her. I mean, she's the most powerful person in the world if you go against like anything. Like her, she's a powerful person, like, but they never say mutant.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if they're going to retcon that and make her to a mutant and she starts the mutant thing. Like people start popping up with powers all of a sudden and whatnot. Like
something that was latent in the DNA.
Yes.
She does. She puts her red spaghetti out.
Yep. Yeah, and create mutants more. But I don't know how they'll do that scene.
A poor kid will start just getting blue fur.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Another poor kid will start getting knives put mm-hmm. in his hand. He would sit there and play with them as a child. What they're gonna do? All of a sudden, they just fuse to his little hands.
What they're going to do if they're cool about it. She does a whole, this is all just theory and nothing real.
Speculation.
speculating is that she says a thing, like more mutants. And then we cut back, go do the credits. And then we go back and you see this snowy place. And then you see that it's in Canada. And you see a guy get hurt. But all of a sudden his skin grows back. And then it's Wolverine. Mm-hmm. It's like, but you don't see a face. You just see like an arm or something.
Is he from Canada?
He's from Canada. He's a Canadian.
Why doesn't he have an accent?
I mean, Deadpool's from Canada. He doesn't have an accent. The actor's from Canada, too. So that's another thing, too. They don't need an accent to be Canadian. Like, And Wolverine's been here for hundreds of years.
And in Resident Evil, that one dude, we heard him. He was English the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And
all
of a sudden, or he broke American. His. And then the one word that tripped him up was computer.
Yeah.
There has to be some word that he says that would make it sound more Canadian.
I don't know. But that's.
I wish Bub was that.
Yeah.
Bub.
Now I'll go back to the series. That's the overall plot people think. I mean, we did the speculating thing.
Have you read things and people?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people are just speculating.
Where it's a reverse M.
Yeah, reverse M. Basically,
it's a W. That's a reverse M.
Oh yeah, WandaVision. Well, we cracked this code. Yay. It's the name WandaVision is two things. It's WandaVision like the characters Wanda and Vision, but mm-hmm. everything's in her head. It's a Wanda's version of Vision through her view.
Or it could be the vision she's always wanted.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff with House of M. There's something with the twins I didn't know about. I was like, oh, okay. That's why the twins are introduced here. That's why a lot of people are speculating it's House of M, but not called House of M yet. And when we find out the last episode is called House of M, and then we like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. this is it.
Next series.
Yeah. Then they can still do House of M, but with mutants, and then say no more mutants later on. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, let's talk about the actual show. So, first, personally, I like all the shows, all the episodes right now. It made me laugh. I never grew up with Dick Van Dyke. I never grew up with the Brady Bunch. I'm the only like old shows are MASH, Green Acres. What else?
Did you watch Andy Griffith?
No, I know of Andy Griffith, of the Sheriff and the Little Boy.
Most of the shows except Green Acres, I think.
Yeah.
I used to watch after the Saturday morning cartoons. Yeah. Things like that.
The Horse and Mr. Ed, I watch a little bit. When I watch these, it's not watching it because I was eager to or wanted to. I watched it because I was about to fall asleep and the channel I left it on has those late night shows on. Mm-hmm. So I end up just watching.
You were watching something that you enjoyed and then it turns into this. You're oh man, now it's over. You
know? Yeah, and I leave the TV on in my room and it goes into that show.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, those three are the ones that I remember. So I don't know anything really about the 50s and 60s, what they portrayed.
I picked
up
on it right away. Yeah. Even the commercial, I love the Calgon
ticket. Yeah, see, like, you picked that up. I don't know any of that stuff. Like, there probably is other ones, like, when they show the watch. So there's a lot of reference to the MCU. That's why we know that's in her mind. Because a lot of it's referencing, like, Hydra,
mm-hmm.
the one that created her, and the twin brother. And, like, in the latest episode, they actually acknowledge the twin brother, that they never Quicksilver.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really acknowledge in the MCU movies that
at
much,
all after he's perished.
Mm-hmm. Because they go straight to her when they have a relationship. Well, after Civil War, she has a relationship with Vision because it's a connection, I guess. Like, he was born while my brother died in that moment, basically. Mm-hmm. So they find connection. And like, I think you mentioned this, Paul Bentley is older than her. And it's weird to see him, older gentleman. So Vision's a robot. And then the face he picked is Paul Bentley face for some reason. Mm-hmm. You think he'll pick someone else, like a whole different character. But
I don't like when, I know it's accepted, especially in the time that they're portraying, plus in anything other type of media where it's a much older man with a younger woman.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really don't like that. I feel it's very predatory and stuff like that. It's, mm-hmm. I know people are like, oh, I'd love it any age. But I mean, just put their age, just their ages. And then if right now, like, yes, it's acceptable, but do it back when they were actually under 18. Yeah. What is that age difference? That is not
one wasn't born and that one was 18.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's still, it's very, it's gross, it's predatory, it's still allowing that sort of thing that shouldn't be allowed anymore.
Mm-hmm. Especially they portray it here. It is odd. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, yeah, he's Vision, she's Wanda. Why don't you just make a different face? Like, I know the actor portraying Paul Bentley wants to show his face and doesn't want to have makeup on 24/7 with these characters for what is it? 6 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one.
I think he's done worse. I think he's had to do worse for things.
Probably does. That thing is very extensive. Mm-hmm. The makeup of Vision. He's paint your face.
Having to shoot a scene and then go right back.
Yeah,
you know, shooting all those scenes with it and then redoing them.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, the first couple of episodes, I'm not very familiar. And then when it goes to the 70s, the Brady Bunch, I'm more familiar. I remember watching Brady Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. Like, I don't really watch 70 shows at that time. I know the 70s show, like the one that 70s show. That 70s show. Yeah, that one I know. Like that, and a lot of it is like a joke in that show of portraying 70s shows. Like mm-hmm. that thing. So a lot of my knowledge is from there. And then what's her name in here? The one that plays the mother of the 70s show. What's her name? Deborah Jo Roop. She's in here. She doesn't play a mother. She plays a wife for someone.
Of the banker, of the boss.
Doctor, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The boss.
The boss, yes, yeah.
In the new, because each episode, the original characters you saw, they're being redone.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But they're still the same relationship.
They're playing different characters, yeah. Right?
Kind of, yes, they are. Yeah, even the relationship is different. Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of. Like, they're still neighbors. They're still, like, the best friend.
I think it's the same thing, too, where actors would go to different shows.
Yep, yeah.
Sort of thing. So, like, you recognize them. They're familiar. So, you will watch it. You will enjoy it. But now they're playing... Now I'm a doctor now instead of playing your boss.
Yep, yeah. Like that, you know? And then the recurring character that's played by... she's kind of iffy still. Catherine Hahn. I don't know what she is in this show. Like, she seems like she knows more than she's leading on, mm-hmm. especially in the last episode. A lot of them are now, like, the secret's out. Especially in the last episode where they show the scene with Monica getting zapped out of this weird bubble that I've told you, if you were to watch Annihilation, the one with Padme, what's her name?
Natalie Portman,
she's in there. It's a similar thing, vibe. Like, there's a different inner dimension or this mm-hmm. thing, and then there's a bubble that protects it. So if you come out, something's happening. We don't know. And then it seems like the Monica character, we thought was just stuck there, but she went in there purposely to, like, infiltrate the community, but then she got found out. So that's where
we are now. But it gave the veil that she doesn't remember. Like, yeah. You go in there and you don't know why you're there.
Yep, yeah.
So but the other characters appear to know why they're there.
Yep, yeah. Because I think either they're controlled by her, like Vision. Like, so in the show, when Wanda gets upset or afraid something is getting too close to the truth.
It's not a happy sitcom.
Yes, yes, yes. She rewinds. And then when she rewinds, we see this on a television screen. So there's people watching them, like watching this as a television show somehow, for some reason. We don't know. We don't know what's happening. Like the mm-hmm. we know there's a bubble and there's like a military around that bubble waiting for it to happen. Something's happening and they're prepared, whatever. We know sword, something with sword. But we don't know what sword means yet. Yeah. I mean, they change stuff a lot in the versus like live action to comics. So sword might be a bad thing versus a good thing.
Because in the first two episodes, anything in color was whenever sword was infiltrating.
Yes, her mind, yes, yes, yeah. Like that. So she notices it, like the little plane. What was the other one? There was something else, like a crack or something. Mm-hmm. Like
blood too.
Blood, yeah, yeah. So she knows something's up. Like someone's interfering with her reality.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy the first two episodes where you get the idea that she doesn't, like, she's even fooled herself. That's the whole point, is to fool yourself that mm-hmm. this is real. It's not that I'm projecting this. This is real because she has no idea. And then in the last episode, she has a full understanding of what she's doing.
Especially because she has twins in the last episode, and she created that purposely to remind herself of her twin. Mm-hmm. Man, what's his name? His name is
Quicksilver?
Petro. Yeah, so there's two twins. I forgot their name. Tommy, Billy, something like that. Oh, Tommy, Billy.
Yeah. Tommy and Billy, yeah.
It's Power Rangers, Tommy and Billy. The Green Ranger and Blue Ranger. Yeah, if you want to know about them, read House of M. Because I didn't read House of M, but I watched a video about it. It's insane what's happening with those characters. If they portray it the way... what I've seen.
I kind of like that I don't really know the characters and I get to
experience it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's it, I think, right? Mm-hmm. Is there anything more? Any thoughts about WandaVision?
I'm excited for the next ones. I want to see how she goes crazy.
There's 9 more episodes. So they're doing 9 episode thing. Each one's 30 minutes. What they're doing with the MCU television side is they're filming 3 hours worth of, or 6 hours worth of show. So it's like two movies, basically three movies, what they're doing. That's why there's 9. So there's like 1 hour here. Oh, no. Is it 1 hour?
It's not an hour show, is it?
6 hours. No, sorry. They're filming 6 hour shows only. Mm-hmm. Is it 6 hour? No, 3 plus 3. 1 plus 1.
Plus 2 plus 1. Plus 1 is... 1, 2, 3, and then the chandelier 4. Breaks.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is 1, chandelier. 2, 3, 4. 5. Oh, yes. I don't know. I'm counting it wrong.
You don't come here for math, so don't ask yeah. for it.
Is it 12 episodes? I don't even know if it's 12 episodes.
They have filmed already?
Yeah, they filmed everything for this show already. Because they did it during quarantine. And you can tell.
Did they do it during quarantine?
Yeah, you can tell it's a quarantine show.
It's perfect for quarantine.
Yeah, because it's only them on set, mm-hmm. and that's it. It's always on set. But yeah, that's it.
I really enjoyed it. I'm excited for it. I think it's one of the more interesting Marvel things that are mm-hmm. coming out.
I hope they do more different stuff like this. Yeah. Like, I want like a drama Marvel with no heroes. Well, you could say
heroes. Are all the other MCU movies based literally off storylines from the comics?
Yep,
or are they all brand new standalone stories?
There's
or not standalone stories, but like a story created specifically for a cinematic.
I say that all the main MCUs, yeah. Like, literally all of them are a story they took from...
Are you saying, like, the Avenger movies? Not their single, their one-off? Or their,
no, they're one-offs, their
individual
character
stories?
I would say, like, Spider-Man isn't like that. So that Spider-Man movie, Homecoming, is original movie.
Mm-hmm.
They take elements from, like, bad guy-wise, and that's it. There's no story of Peter Parker as a kid has to fight.
Go to France.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
That one, too. Yeah, that one. What's it called?
I don't know, honey.
Far From Home. Yeah, there's no story like that. That's I think the Spider-Man ones are more original.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else are taking elements from a story. Maybe Black Panther 2 is original. Because I've never seen a story like that or read about that type of dynamic with family. Everything else is like what I've seen. Like maybe I'm misquoting or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is similar to a comic book story. Moving on. We do have this freaking awesome list. Do you want to add anything to it?
You always do these things and you don't tell me to prepare.
Oh, yeah.
And so at this point, I don't. Because okay. I don't know anything.
It's fine.
Anything.
It's fine. We have a whole year. It's still January. So what we have on the list is Netflix Queen Gambit from a couple episodes. Oh, last week, Hannah added it. And then Kawi album. It's a music album from Chachi added it last week. I'm going to add something. I got really loud on there because I'm very excited what I'm going to add here.
What are you
going
to add to
this? I think my voice just got louder because I'm literally speaking right into the mic now.
We'll push it back.
Instead of on the side. I'm going to add this and you can...
I will say it out loud as you type. B-E-R-N-I-E S-A-N-D-E-R-S M-I-T-T-I-N-E or I-N.
What is that?
I think you misspelled M-I-T-T-I-N.
Oh, yeah.
M-I-T-T-E-N. Meme.
Meme.
Bernie Sanders mitten meme.
What type is it? It's a meme.
It's a meme.
The election of, or the inauguration. Mm-hmm. Inauguration of.
Not inoculation.
What is it?
Inauguration. You're making me not say inauguration.
Inauguration.
No, there's not a G in the beginning.
Inauguration.
You guys
inauguration.
Have to
actually
read it.
Inauguration.
Syllables.
So inauguration of Joe Biden January 20th. Yay, he's president. That's cool and all. But the thing that everyone is celebrating,
that came out of that show,
the hundreds of like memes and cool art that I've shown him.
My favorite one is the one that I texted you with when he has the banky, because that is totally me.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I've been like. There's one Neon Genesis one I really like. People are like doing fan art. That's what the best part. And this one I really like.
Even like freaking like.
And this one, corporations. MODOK.
Corporations are doing it.
And then behind that, it's kind of cool because there's another meme of Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm asking you again to donate blah blah blah. I don't know if you ever seen that meme.
No.
So there's like a video he made a while ago asking for donations for his campaign. Well, that what I can tell, in that video he's wearing the exact same jacket.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's wearing the. And again, apparently the mittens are from Vermont. That's where he's from.
Oh yeah,
and
this lady.
It's a local. It's a local thing that mm-hmm. they gave it to him. And he's still wearing it. So it's kind of cool. Like all that stuff. Like he has the same exact same jacket he wore last year. Because Vermont's very cold.
He's a cold grandpa.
Yeah, but yeah, I added that to the list of the freaking awesome things that happened this year. Let's continue that. Let's continue the thread.
You should put dates next to these things so you can kind of timestamps when things have happened.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So then you kind of remember. Oh yeah, that happened in January versus it just happened.
Oh yeah. How would I do this? Contributor. I guess here I'll put date.
It could, or even the episode or
date. So like this one would be January. Oops, January. I'm live editing our document right now.
Google Doc.
Tell me now.
Google Doc.
That's it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you want to contact us on Twitter, it's TFA Now. on Facebook, type in The Freaking Awesome, follow us, all our updates. We subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Podcasts and Spotify. Just search The Freaking Awesome podcast. There might be multiple ones. We're the ones that have the pink and blue logo, so go there. If you want to email us or contact us, email us at contacts@thefreakingawesome.com. I haven't checked that email in a very long time. I don't even know if we have an email from there. The most best way, I guess, to contact us is through Twitter and DM us for anything. Tweeter. Like any news. No.
At Twitter.
We do have a Patreon we're trying to do. We don't know why, how, or yet. I have to like rework a lot of stuff. Ben mentioned it a couple of episodes ago. You can follow me on Twitter at @AbayArts, at the most organized Twitter feed of 20XX at AbayArts. Where can they follow you, Audrey?
At Twitter. Rejected jokes at rejected jokes. Jokes.
And
jokes.
You're spinning around your chair. I don't know if people can
rejected jokes
hear you.
They heard me.
What? They can hear you?
Yeah. Y'all hear me? That's right. Y'all hear me? Woo! Yeah!
This is also the track if like the fan favorite character shows up, right?
Yeah.
Like
Urkel. I came back. Yeah, you thought I was gone, but I'm back.
Urkel, Screech. Those are the fan
favorites. Those are the fan favorites.
Yeah, and this is me. And then I say like, I love you, Audrey.
Aww.
Yeah.
And then I say,
Resident Evil.
I guess, yes. So yeah, that's everything, I think. I guess I'm John Avaya.
I'm Audrey Avaya.
And that was The Freaking Awesome Podcast.